most of the goals are going to be beneficial for indigenous peoples under the tag of leaving no one behind. However, it needs to be made culturally sensitive and aligned to the rights of indigenous peoples. So there is a different narrative, a different dimension that we want to see emerge in this process in accounting for the specific situation of indigenous peoples.
May I just ask you then, how do you want the story about the SDGs to be told so that the indigenous people too are a part of it?
So what we want to see is, one, to make sure that policies that are discriminatory to indigenous peoples will be taken out. Yeah. Second is the respect for our rights and the respect for cultural diversity. Third is also to recognize and enhance the contributions that we are making on sustainable development. The remaining biodiversity areas in the world are in our territories, and that's not by coincidence. That's because we know how to take care of our resources. And indigenous peoples are actually providing the narrative of how sustainable development can be done while addressing climate change. So that's a critical element that we want to see, including, for example, the protection and enhancement of our traditional knowledge that has proven to be useful also in combating climate change.
Can you give an example of how indigenous traditional knowledge can help fight climate change?
For example, the indigenous knowledge in reading the changes in the weather already indicates whether a storm is expected to come, so thereby communities will have the time to prepare. Because the cosmovision, if I may say, of indigenous peoples can predict these kind of changes. Or if there are new, like for example, suddenly ants are coming out, that is an indication that something is going to happen in the environment, right? And so the behavior of animals, the behavior of the wind, are indicators of the changes that can happen in the environment. And these are traditional knowledge, which is equivalent to scientific knowledge, because they have been proven through centuries. Like, for example, the Inuit in the Arctic already predicted the collapse of the Arctic, icebergs, yeah, many years ago. And nobody was listening to them. Now, if that has been used to say, okay, it's time for us to do something to prevent these things from happening, right? So we hope that this time, traditional knowledge will be given importance as equal to scientific knowledge, because this is all for everybody's benefit.
And now, what's being done to ensure that the indigenous are not being left behind?
So it's very critical for all states to include indigenous peoples when they're making their national action plans, so that the perspective, aspirations, and rights of indigenous peoples, including what they can contribute, will already be integrated in the national action plans, right? Then second, indigenous peoples will have to be part of the monitoring and reporting, and that data disaggregation should be done, because how will we know? That, like, for example, in the past they said, 15% have attained higher education. But if you look at the data, we're 50% less. So we're actually disproportionately disadvantaged. But it doesn't show if there is no data disaggregation.
And now tell me, are there any tools out there that are actually monitoring the data, or, you know, even compiling this data?
Because there is no consistent monitoring at the global level or any other level on the situation of indigenous peoples, we decided to establish the Indigenous Navigator, which is a tool for data gathering by indigenous people. So we will be the one to say our rights are respected or our rights are violated. At the same time, we have the data on what we call the national structural indicators. Does the country have a law in terms of land rights of indigenous peoples? Does the country have an affirmative program for education in mother tongue, right? So we have this, and then compare it and see if there are gaps and where things need to be improved. So it's a useful tool to guide not only human rights monitoring, but also interventions related to the sustainable development goals, because it's also linked to the sustainable development goals as far as communities are concerned.